Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
This is Pridecast with Jonathan Bennett
and James Vaughn
on iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Pridecast. I'm your host, Jonathan Bennett, joined by my husband, James Vaughn. Say hi, babe.
What happened to all the, like, accolades?
Oh, my handsome, hunky, happy I married him husband, James Vaughn.
Thank you so much.
James, we have someone super special on Pridecast today.
We do. In a roundabout way, he's actually the reason that we are together.
Yep.
So it is exciting to have Mr. Lance Bash and his husband, Michael Turchin, on the show today.
You know, I always joke about Lance because I'm like, he's the mayor of the gays. Like, if you're an entertainment...
He literally is.
Like, if you're gay and in Hollywood, you know Lance Bass. It's like a thing you don't even need to say, like, oh, do you know Lance? Like, of course we know Lance. We're gay and we're in Hollywood. Everyone that's
it's
gay
the
in Hollywood
one degree
knows
of
Lance.
Gay separation with
he's our, what's, who is the guy that, Kevin Bacon. 1 degree, like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. There's that game where it's like every actor is like 6 degrees from
Kevin
Bacon.
But it's one gay degree of
it's
Lance Bass.
One gay degree from him.
Yeah, I love that. And he's going to be on here talking about his new podcast that he's doing with his husband. You know, we know a thing about husbands doing podcasts together. Baby, do you remember your very first time you saw NSYNC, like, on your screen, and what you thought?
Yeah, I was like, yes, I saw Justin Timberlake, and I was like, oh, that's the epitome of what I think a beautiful man is. I love blonde, curly hair, and blue eyes. I'm going to marry Justin Timberlake. And guess what? I married James Vaughn. Blonde, curly hair, blue eyes, same aesthetic, singers, dancers. That's what I saw.
I remember seeing them and being like, man, I want to do that. Because to me, performing was always my ticket to getting out of my town. Like, I was like, if I can just use my skill set as a singer to get out of here, I can start figuring out who I am and how to actually be myself and live as myself. So I remember seeing that and being like, well, I got to learn these dance moves. Let me get with this.
And doing your hair like that?
No, my hair was already like that. That's why I felt like kind of like this is where I could fit, because I already had the ringlets. So I remember I was like, I'm going to do this. I was in a boy band. I was actually tried several boy bands, boy girl bands, everything. None of them really popped. That's how I'm now here today, sitting in our kitchen talking with my husband on a podcast called Pridecast.
And coming up next, the one and only mayor of gay Hollywood, Lance Bass and Michael Turchin.
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Pridecast. America's self-proclaimed America's favorite gunkle, but I think it's true. I agree it's true. He is one of my oldest friends and James's oldest friend and at one of oldest friends.
Oldest sounds hard. Oldest, right now, not as an age, just known you forever.
Oldest. He's the mayor of the gays. Please welcome Lance Bass and his husband, Michael Churchin. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Lance, you're the reason that James and I started dating.
Yeah, do you guys know this? You guys know this.
And Wes Brown and Amanda as well. We have a picture of the four of us. All these people are together because of Lance Bass.
Oh, my God. See, all the wonderful Christmas movie-making wonderful
yes.
actors all get together because of me, I guess.
You're like Santa.
No, we're together because...
No, because like when we met in that interview, had I not Snapchatted you guys right after I met him to be like, why did I never meet this guy? Right? Because remember, I was interviewing him, but I sent the Snapchat, but like we would not have made physical contact had I not had him lean into me to make that Snapchat, because I didn't host the TV show that close to folks, but because it was when he leaned in that I was like, what is this feeling? I remember Michael texting you afterwards too, being like, okay, this is not what I would normally do, but oh my gosh, like what is this? This is crazy. We always say like, the power of Lance Bass actually brought us together.
You're our leader, Lance. Thank you so much, you're the gays leader.
Thanks, guys. I just believe in love. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, and you guys, are the twins a year old now?
They are 16 months right now.
Oh my gosh, that went fast. How is it having two 16-monthers?
I mean,
it's great.
It's tiring.
It's exhausting, but it's so cute.
But it's great. I'm glad we started with two because we don't know the difference. Yeah. You know, I think if we have another one after this and just one, I think it'll just be a breeze. We're like, oh my gosh, like this is way easier than we thought. So I'm glad that we kind of started with two because it's a challenge.
Yeah, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Because everybody says like second kid, you just kind of like, you know, you don't worry too much anyways. You're probably just be like passing the kid off to whoever. Be like, here, hold this baby. It's fine.
It's true. Yeah. That first few months, I mean, you're so worried because you're just like looking like, are they breathing? Okay, this milestone has to happen. Okay, now that they're 16 months and they've hit a lot of the milestones, you definitely relax a little more. You're like, okay, I'm not scared. I'm going to.
Yeah.
And they I don't even know how old, like what does a 16-month-old do? Does it walk? I have no idea. I know nothing. Like if you were like, it's driving a car. I'd be like, yeah, that sounds right. Or you could be like, it just lays there. Yeah. I don't know the difference.
Yeah. They're definitely walking. This is when they're, you know, learning their first words. Yeah. So a lot of it's just kind of like by sound, like, so their thank you sounds like, nee, nee.
That's kind of like how I think James.
And it's fun because with twins, they kind of make up their own language. So every morning I hear them just looking at each other in their cribs and they're just talking like, full-on conversation.
It's like a joke, but not. That's like, cute. It's like what you would see in a movie, but it's real.
Yeah. It's like, boop, boop, beep, boop. But they're saying something.
Yeah. Have you figured out what any of those little sounds mean? Like, is there something that you're like, oh, I know that dead beep, boop, boop, boop means I want food or?
They're planning a huge attack.
Yeah, it's a whole coup is about to happen.
Yes. It's going to be a whole situation. He's going to wear little antlers with face paint.
Our daughter definitely has a tell when she's upset and she's like, if she's done with food or like, oh, I need my diaper changed or like, I just don't want to be around you right now. She does this kind of like call and she goes, yeah, like warrior princess. Yeah. She's like, I'm done.
Well, we have y'all on our podcast because we'd like to talk to y'all about
your podcast. I mean, it's the cutest thing ever. These husbands, these big old gay husbands talking to those big old gay husbands about their podcast and working together. What a fun day to be alive. We got Frosted Tips coming out on iHeart. Tell us about it.
You know, it's a show that I've been wanting to do for a while. You know, I had my talk show with SiriusXM for so many years, and you know, it was fun, but it was a lot. 2 hours live every day, Monday through Friday. It didn't give us much of a life. You know, I had to quit that a few years back. But now iHeart offered us our own podcast that we only have to spend 2 hours a week on. And it's just so great because, of course, we had to use Frosted Tips because, I mean, come on.
Where'd you come up with the name? Where'd that come from? I have no idea.
Maybe look at his hair.
I'm kidding. I get it, obviously.
Well, we decided, hey, maybe Michael and I should do it and then kind of make it very, you know, for the fans out there, bring in all the most iconic boy band members and really get to know them and conversations I've never been able to have with them before. It's been really fun. And, you know, we're not just stopping with boy bands. We definitely want teen idols. Jonathan, you're definitely coming on the show because I saw those Frosted Tips back in the day. So you're definitely.
Oh my God, thank you so much. You, yes. And we had Frosted Tips when we met in the Dominican Republic because of the bleach of the hair. I think my hair was frosted. Michael, are you going to frost your tips for the podcast? That is the question.
You should.
I think that should be like, we should do a charity thing.
Like an initiation. Raise money,
Yes.
Frosted
Tips. Yeah.
I guess I mean fine.
I think you would look good.
You know, I always wanted to do it when I was younger, but then I was like, ooh, but what if it looks horrible?
You'd have to do it like three times. You have really dark hair.
Thank you.
But my God, please.
Wait, Turchin, you never did the like gay exploration thing?
I wanted to.
Oh my God.
Turchin has done a lot of gay exploration things, just not the hair. Okay. He's explored lots of things, I'm sure, in his life.
But different.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I like that idea. Do it for charity because, like, I think that would. I feel like it would look good on you.
I think.
I feel like blonde would look, but like maybe like all blonde, not even just frosted tips. Just like,
you know what? I'm gonna do
that. Yeah.
Okay, when we get home, we're dyeing my hair.
Well, during COVID, I became a professional with bleaching the hair all the way down to the root. So I'm
same. I dyed mine during COVID too. Same thing. It become because what else do we have to do? Yeah. Now, you guys are working together. Have you ever done a podcast together or like a talk show together?
Maybe they did.
Obviously, SiriusXM, but in this capacity, it's different because you're just like at home together, just the two of you. Like, oh, we got to do the podcast today. First, like going in and doing it every hour on the hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a lot. Yeah. So when we met, I was doing the Sirius show. So he became a kind of a fixture on that, and that's how he became Turchin. But there was a lot of characters on that show. Then we did a podcast called The Popcast, and he was on that.
Oh, yes, Popcast, duh. Yeah. I know that.
The fans just love him because anything he says is just hilarious because he says the things I say. and so his feathers get ruffled a lot. That's why we call him Turkey. But now it's just him and I. And
Turkey. It's a different dynamic because the other shows have other people, and now it's just like the two of you in your closet, like boom, do the podcast. Who do you have so far that you've filmed?
So we have done 5 episodes. So we had Joey Fatone, we've had JC Shazay, which was people loved that one because he's a unicorn. He never does interviews. We've had Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block, AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys. Today we're doing Kevin McHale from Glee, which is great because I didn't know he was in a boy band in 2007. Like
NLT. And then we just last week interviewed Jeff Timmons from
Jeff Timmons will be coming up next. And you know, I mean, look, so many people out there.
I
forgot.
I know.
I like how like all these like boy band people like circle each other like in life somehow. Like I taught Jeff Timmons when he came in and did the Chippendales show in Vegas. That was when I had my Frosted Tips. That was when I first met you, Michael. When Lance brought you to Chippendales and I saw how smitten and in love he was with you, and I was like, this is cute.
Wait, Lance brought Michael to see you in Chippendales?
He brought not to see me, to see the whole cast, to see the full show.
We were there to see
But I remember being like,
what was your first impression of Michael Turchin?
Kind of the same when people, I think, met me with you, when people first met you with me, and my friends were like, well, that doesn't seem like normal, but oh, I get it. It was kind of that with Lance. I was like, wait, this is the one. Like, this one's going to go the long haul because it's not what I expected, and it's exactly right. Like, it was.
Oh, look at that life advice. Spot on. Oh,
nice. Yeah, look at these daddies.
Boom.
Oh, my gosh. Now, boys, we're on Pridecast. Obviously, pride means so many different things to so many different people, and it's always changing, always evolving. What does pride mean to you, Lance?
Pride is finally being comfortable in who you are. And it took many years for me to be comfortable. And there's still parts of myself that I still feel uncomfortable. And there's so many things kind of hidden inside all of us that even walking down the streets of New York and holding hands, there's something that you just kind of like, you feel like, wait, should I be doing this? Because in the back of your mind, in so many years, you've been having to hide yourself, that that's just kind of still in you. And it's so sad that moments like that pop up still. But, you know, being so comfortable and authentic in what you're, you know, what you're doing. And I'm also very proud of the entertainment industry right now, because look at all what's happening right now. You guys having a podcast like this, you know, us being able to do this, the movies you're doing, the shows. It's finally the representation that is happening in this industry. I am so proud of, and it's, yeah, and it's coming so quickly. So it's only going to grow bigger and bigger.
And Turchin, as husband of the more famous person, I understand what you go through, and you just sit there. So I'm going to ask you, what does pride mean to you, baby?
Oh, I'm having to deal with his bullshit. No.
Proud
of it. Nah. No, again, like Lance kind of took my answer, but just being comfortable with who you are, no matter what that may be. Just be your authentic self and be proud of it and not caring what other people say about it, regardless of it, it's being yourself and who cares about the naysayers.
I think it's such an important thing to hear you guys say this, but also, Lance, if we think about back to like when we first met back in 2006, something around there, eight, somewhere in that zone, Hollywood was a different time. And so I just want to say on this podcast, as like, because I think it's important to be seen, like, I see you, because there's a group of people, obviously you are in the biggest band in the entire world. I was in a movie that did pretty well. And like, we were in the closet, and we couldn't be our true authentic self. And we were being told by everyone around us, not just our managers and agents and things, just like the consensus of the industry, like, don't be you, right? Like, don't be you because you'll lose it all. And to think of like what scared little boys we were at that point, like we were scared. And I remember being together and we would like have conversations like, oh, do you think they know? Or, oh, do you think they know? Like, we can't go there. Cause what if they know, like, okay, I'm going to go in, but you don't go in at the same time because they might think we're gay. Like, there were so many things that we would like do. Yeah. And so like, but no one gave a handbook to the people that had success or fame, if you want to call it, like you and like, you know, our generation of gays in the industry. There was never a handbook written where it was like, okay, you have to lie to everyone. You're not allowed to say who you are or be your authentic self. And then all of a sudden, the industry starts evolving and changing. And it's like, now you are allowed to be your authentic self. But what no one thinks about and no one acknowledges are these group of people that were told to say one thing for so long. And then all of a sudden, were allowed to be themselves, because it was like our brain didn't know how to switch of like, wait, what's okay and what's not okay? And then having to deal with it. And then on top of dealing with it, getting success from it, which is what you've done. So I just want to sit here and acknowledge that, like, there's a very, very few handful of people that understand this. I'm one of them. I think you're one of them. There's other people out there, but I just want to say congrats on writing your own handbook and making it work.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's the outside world, you know, that was in our head, and we were never given permission to be gay. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, that wasn't even in the cards. That seeing everything evolve when we were just kind of like right in the middle of our career was definitely a hard situation, because you did want to be yourself. And eventually we did, because I remember when we did Love Wrecked, we were both in the closet. I had my first boyfriend. We were living our authentic lives personally with our friends, but publicly we were never given permission to be able to talk about it. So going through that and being able to reveal ourselves was very hard, because one thing that you think about is like, well, everyone's going to hate us because they're going to think we've been lying to you. So like, no one likes a liar. So that's
thank you.
Well, that's the
yes. That was my biggest fear.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you said it.
You did get some. You know, a lot of people are like, well, you lied to me. Even people in my lives that I don't even talk to today, their biggest concern was like, well, I would have accepted you. Why did you lie to me? But they'll never understand why we had to lie to you. And for us, we lied because for survival, like it was just to survive, you know, it's just the way it was.
We did.
And now with the truth, everybody is thriving.
And so set free. So congratulations on your new podcast, Frosted Tips.
Check out Frosted Tips with Lance Bass, y'all, and Michael Turchin.
I mean, iHeart's been so great. I mean, we had a podcast before, we were doing it independently. And now they made us the number one music podcast in the world for like 5 weeks now. So we would have never.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
We love
Let's
the iHeart team. Doing it right. All right, boy.
Congratulations.
I know y'all are busy and you have a whole press schedule this morning. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here on Pridecast.
I know. Y'all got to come over and squeeze babies.
Yes.
We will.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we coming. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right. It's time for our favorite part of the episode, which is LGBTQ plus history, because it's important to look back so we know where we came from as we look forward. James, what happened this week and LGBTQ plus history?
All right. So in the States, we have the 1969 Stonewall riots, which took place in New York City, that kicked off Pride, right? Well, here's how it went down in Canada. So February of 1981, you remember that year, baby? You were born that year. I was born that
year. Oh my
God,
I'm so young.
Operation Soap was a raid by the Metropolitan Toronto Police against four gay bathhouses. And that actually kicked off the protest that became modern day Toronto Pride.
Wow.
So I'll just kind of give you an idea of where it all launched off, what things started in different countries. 1981 is when the Canadians finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. We're fighting back. And now that is the modern day Toronto Pride.
And there you have it. And that was this week in gay history.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.